Yay!
And now it's time for On the Money with your host, Dan White. Dan has been in the financial services industry for over 25 years, and he's been a featured expert in Forbes, Yahoo, the Philadelphia Business Journal, Dow Jones Market Watch, and has appeared nationally on Fox Business News. Dan is a member of some of the most prestigious financial organizations, including the Society of Financial Service Professionals and the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. In addition, he's a chartered life underwriter and a chartered financial consultant. Credentials you can trust. Broadcasting from the heart of Wilmington, Delaware, here's your host of On the Money, Dan White.
You know, the other day I Googled investing for retirement. And get this, there were 211 million results. There were 211 million different articles, blogs, and videos about investing for retirement. And there were probably 211 million different opinions on what you should and shouldn't do. Not only would this take you a lifetime to sift through all these results, but unfortunately, much of it is outdated, misleading, or just flat out wrong. I'm Dan White. Welcome to the On the Money Show. And today I'm going to set the record straight on what's fact versus what's fiction when it comes to planning and investing for retirement. A little bit of fake news here. The truth is, there's rarely a one-size-fits-all solution for any personal finance issue. So you need to be very careful when doing your homework. Because something that's touted as the cure-all and end-all solution for a specific issue could be the exact opposite of what you should be doing. So coming up on today's show, I'm going to bust open the common myths about planning and investing for retirement, including why taking Social Security early could actually cost some people tens of thousands of dollars or more, the fallacy behind your magic number, plus why following the 4% rule could be the fastest way to run through your entire life savings too quickly. But you know, you've saved and invested for retirement, and that is a great start. But remember, it's what you do with this money that really matters. How will you ensure you get the most out of Social Security? What is your strategy to reduce your taxes in retirement? How and where will you generate different sources of income? And what's your plan to navigate required minimum distributions with your IRA, 401k, and other retirement accounts? Well, let us show you how you can make your money go a lot further in retirement than you ever thought possible. Your initial analysis won't cost you a dime, and we will tackle the critical topics like taxes, income, Social Security, diversification, and more. To see if you qualify, be one of the first 10 callers right now at 888-690-8820. Again, that's 888-690-8820. There's no cost. There's no obligation, and there's no products for sale. If you're the kind of person who needs to make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement, give us a call now locally at 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. We have two upcoming events this week. On Tuesday the 20th at noon, we will be at the Appaquinimink Community Library in Middletown, Delaware, doing our IRA and required minimum distribution planning workshop. That's Tuesday the 20th at noon. And then Wednesday the 21st at 6 p.m., we will be at the Christiana Hilton in Newark, Delaware, doing our popular Social Security Claiming Strategies workshop. So if you are near 70 and a half, or you're getting near the age where you're even going to claim Social Security, these are a couple events you probably don't want to miss. But, you know, not only investing for retirement, but I also did a Google search for retirement, and that produced 1.4 billion results. 1.4 billion. It should not be a surprise to learn that there's an overwhelming amount of incomplete or incorrect information on the internet purported as fact. And the truth is, there is rarely a one-size-fits-all answer to personal finance questions. Even guidance that applies to most Americans today usually has several notable exceptions, all of which are almost certainly going to change even over the next couple of years. And while some retirement planning questions are known to be situational, there are others that are too commonly taken to be facts. Well, here are several retirement planning myths that really need to be debunked. The first one is, before you can retire, you need to have at least X amount of money saved. Well, no matter what number you fill in that blank with, it's pretty much going to be wrong. And here's why. Being able to retire isn't about achieving some arbitrary savings goal. It's about having saved enough money to maintain your desired lifestyle in retirement. In other words, how much you need saved in order to retire is driven by how much you plan to spend during retirement, not the other way around. You know, I've seen people that come into our office and they have $2 million and they think they have a lot of money, but if they want to live on $200,000 a year, they don't have enough. I see other people that come in, they want to live on $3,000 a month, and they may only have a couple $100,000, but you piece it together with Social Security, and guess what? They're going to be fine. So if you've ever wondered how much or how some people can retire in their 40s, there's a good chance the success of their plan hinged on very low annual expenses versus having a massive nest egg. So it's not about the magic number. It's about what kind of lifestyle do you want to live in retirement. A second myth that's kicked around all the time is retirees will typically need 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement expenses. You know, another retirement income myth is that retirees will have lower expenses than they did during their working years, or are generally willing to do without some of the creature comforts that they have grown accustomed to. Now, it is true that when individuals stop working, they no longer have to pay payroll tax, or they don't have to make 401k contributions, but there's a misconception that those savings won't be absorbed by increased travel, leisure activities, and other items. You know, a lot of people also make the myth that as I get older, I won't be traveling as much, and guess what? Those travel expenses might be eaten up by increased medical costs. So when planning for retirement, most individuals want to maintain their current standard of living and not do without. For affluent individuals with very high incomes and comparable expenses, replacing annual earnings requires a significant and ongoing dedication to savings in order to support the same lifestyle in retirement as what they have become accustomed to. A third myth that gets kicked around all the time is maxing out your annual 401k contributions is really all you need to do to save for retirement. And as I discussed in the first two myths, most investors want to try to maintain their current lifestyle into retirement. And although contributing the maximum to an employer-sponsored retirement plan like a 401k is a great way to build wealth and reduce your taxable income in the current year, individuals with very high incomes typically cannot retire with their desired lifestyle on those savings alone. In 2019, investors under age 50 can contribute up to $19,000 to a workplace retirement plan, and those age 50 and over can add a $6,000 catch-up contribution to make it $25,000 a year. But even with a long time horizon until retirement, 401k savings alone likely won't replace a six-figure income. So let me give you an example. Say Sally is 35 and she saves $19,000 a year in a 401k, increasing at 3% a year until she retires at age 65. And let's also assume Sally earns an average rate of return of 6% each year. Sally expects to live until age 90 with an average 20% tax rate in retirement. Well, based on these figures, Sally's 401k could provide just over $39,000 in annual after-tax income in retirement in today's dollars, which would increase 3% each year. So again, even though you save in a 401k, it's probably not going to be enough. Investors looking to save and invest beyond their 401k should consider a brokerage account. In addition to boosting retirement savings, a brokerage account might offer several other benefits, including flexibility and tax diversification. Another myth is if you haven't saved enough, you can always work longer or get a part-time job in retirement. You know, it's although it's possible to continue working until age 70 beyond, there are two common external factors outside of your control that could dampen your plans. Unforeseen changes to your health or your spouse's health may inhibit your ability to continue working, whether in your own occupation or in a new one. The risk is increased for individuals in occupation where there's a physical component. You know, if you have a real physical job, you may not be able to do that into your 70s. Or if you have an inability to work remotely, as either an illness or a physical ailment could prevent you from performing the core functions needed for your job. And even if you're in good health, there's always the possibility of company layoffs or downsizing. I know everybody in Delaware knows that from the DuPont company and some of the layoffs that they've had over the years. It's not uncommon for the most long-standing employees to also be the most senior, commanding some of the highest wages. If the company is experiencing financial difficulties, everyone's job security will be called into question. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll-free, you can reach us at 888-690-8820. Again, 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942. 610-358-8942. Today we're talking about some common myths about planning and investing for retirement. We'll have more for you after the break.
You're listening to On the Money.
Rick Jensen here with Mike Murphy, a fellow client of Dan White & Associates, financial planner, has been in the business for 25 years. Mike, you retired when?
2005.
You heard about Dan White.
I actually talked to a few people in our community who were clients of Dan's, and they said you ought to come out and visit with him.
The referrals are what locked you in, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have you referred Dan to other people, too?
I have.
Why would you refer people to Dan White?
I think it's a safe place to keep your money. My 401k, when the market tanked, I lost about probably close to half of it. And it slowly came back. And then finally, when I decided to move it over with Dan, since then, I think it's grown anywhere from 30 to 40%.
Other people you know recommended him. And Now you have friends and acquaintances who are clients of Dan's because you recommended them. There's nothing stronger than that.
Yeah.
And for you listening, call Dan White, Dan White & Associates, 888-690-8820. Guarantee your retirement future.
All bull markets end with a bear market. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. And if you think you'll continue to get the same stock returns that you've enjoyed over the past 10 years, well, I think you're kidding yourself. Welcome back to the On the Money Show. I'm Dan White. Today, we're setting the record straight on what's fact versus fiction when it comes to planning and investing for retirement. And coming up in this segment, why you can't count on another 10 years of big stock market returns, and plus why a well-known diversification rule of thumb is now obsolete. But history tells us, you know, we're long overdue for a stock market correction or a bear market. So don't get lulled into thinking this is going to go on forever. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So if you're within 10 years of retiring, the single most important thing you could do to protect yourself is update and rebalance your investments, including the investments in your IRA, your 401k, and your other retirement accounts. And this is far more complicated than having some mix of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. We can show you how to properly diversify your portfolio that will make your money break a sweat while reducing your risk. There's no cost for this initial analysis. There are no products for sale. This is all about opening your eyes to the options you have and ensure you're not taking on unnecessary risk at this stage of the game. Now, we're pretty busy taking care of our existing clients, so we can't do this for everyone. But if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, We will do this for the first 10 people who call during the show today at 888-690-8820. That's 888-690-8820. Learn how you could potentially do more with your money while reducing your risk. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942, 610-358-8942. Before the break, we talked about another myth about retirement is you might be able to work longer than you thought, or even perhaps get a part-time job once you retire. And finding part-time work in retirement can also prove to be pretty challenging. Retirees often find well-paying part-time jobs few and far between or more demanding than the one-day-a-week schedule that they envisioned, particularly for retirees leaving successful careers. An entry-level part-time job at the local mall usually isn't on the table. So, you know, I can't stress that enough. A lot of people I see say, well, I'll retire, but I'll do something. You know, well, what's something? And then you say, well, what are you going to make while you're doing something? You're going to make $20,000 a year? You're going to make $50,000 a year? It's not as easy to find those part-time jobs as you might think. Another myth about retirement is, you know, people think you shouldn't retire until you're out of debt, till your mortgage is paid off and you're out of debt. And that's always a good goal. I mean, pre-retirees are often hesitant to carry debt into retirement, but that leverage could pay off if you have an attractive interest rate. And we know interest rates are in the toilet right now. But whether you're considering downsizing and buying your new home with cash or prepaying the loan on your current home, you have to weigh the benefits of being debt-free with the opportunity cost of not having the cash available for other purposes, such as adding to your investment portfolio. If your expectation of investment returns going forward is greater than the interest rate on your mortgage, it may be advantageous to invest the cash and take out a loan. Now, where we sit right now, I don't know about that, but I mean, you know, you got to look at a couple things. The stock market, you know, is right up against the all-time high. We're starting to see volatility. You know, the 10-year treasury is almost hitting an all-time low. I don't know how many attractive investment opportunities are out there at this stage. But other considerations as far as housing go, how long do you plan to live in a house? What are the potential tax benefits of holding a mortgage? Do you have any additional cash needs on the upcoming horizon? And what other financial resources you may have to bridge the gap if needed? You know, everybody out there needs to have some liquid money, and that flexibility is always worth something. Another myth is, you know, when you retire, your investment should become very conservative. You know, it's not uncommon for individuals to feel hypersensitive to market volatility after retiring, and it's easy to see why. And after bringing in a check and income for the last four or more decades, the idea of tapping into your financial reserves, you know, that can be a little unnerving. Conventional advice often says to significantly increase your exposure to bonds at retirement, but again, the one size fits all, that isn't always appropriate for every investor. People are living a lot longer today, which usually means a retirement portfolio has to last longer as well. And fixed income investments such as bonds and CDs are considered safer than equity investments because they tend to be less volatile and they provide retirees with guaranteed income, you know, throughout their lifespan. But however, with less risk comes less reward, as evidenced by the low yields over the last 10 years. And as new retirees look for ways to take some risk off the table, they should also consider what investment return they're going to require to meet their income needs for the years to come. And then we got a couple myths. You know, most people's bedrock retirement plan includes Social Security. And there's a number of different Social Security myths out there. You know, for many retirees, Social Security is the difference between enjoying a comfortable retirement and barely scraping by. Nearly half of married beneficiaries rely on their Social Security checks for at least 50% of their income, according to the Social Security Administration. And around 21% rely on their Social Security benefits for 90% of their retirement income. But despite the fact that Social Security is a crucial factor in many beneficiaries' retirement plans, very few people fully understand how the program works. In fact, a whopping 91% of adults age 50 and older admit they don't know what factors contribute to how much they receive in benefits. I mean, this is kind of scary, you know? So there are certain myths surrounding Social Security that may not seem harmful at first glance, but misunderstanding these core factors could cause you to miss out on a substantial amount of extra retirement income. The first myth in regards to Social Security is a lot of people think the age at which you claim doesn't affect how much you receive. Well, that's dead wrong. You know, you can claim Social Security benefits as early as age 62. And this may shock you as well. 62 happens to be the most common age to claim. Approximately 48% of women and 42% of men apply for Social Security at age 62. However, if you claim early, you won't receive the full amount that you're theoretically entitled to. The only way to receive your full amount is to claim at your full retirement age, which is either age 66, 66 in a couple months, or age 67. By claiming any earlier than full retirement age, your benefits could be reduced by up to 30%. So if you're in the dark about your full retirement age and how it affects your benefits, you're not alone. Two-thirds of adults age 50 and over don't know when they're eligible to receive their full benefit amount. And of those people, 57% think they're eligible sooner than they really are. So if you claim before your full retirement age thinking you're going to get a full amount you're entitled to, you may be in for a surprise when your check is smaller than you expected. I mean, I've had people come in and they say, oh, I'm going to claim at 62, and then my wife's going to claim and she's going to get half. Well, that's not true either. Spousal benefits are 50% if you wait till full retirement age. But if you take them early, you may only get 35% of your spouse's benefit. And on the other hand, you can receive a boost in benefits by waiting to apply until after your full retirement age. For every month you wait past your full retirement age to claim up until age 70, you will receive bigger checks, up to 32% more on top of your full amount if your full retirement age was age 66. So that's a big myth. People say, oh, it doesn't matter when I claim. You're going to get the same amount anyway. You know, another thing that I hear all the time, a myth about Social Security, hey, they're going broke. That's why I'm going to take it early. I mean, don't get me wrong. Social Security is got some financial problems. I mean, right now it's only scheduled to pay full benefits until 2033. And after that, if they don't make any changes, they might only give you 75% of what they promised. But that doesn't mean benefits will be eliminated. As long as workers continue to pay taxes, which they will, there's always going to be money that can be distributed as benefits. But again, it does mean there may need to be cuts in 2034, 2035. Some soon-to-be retirees who are concerned about their future benefits may think it's a good idea to claim as early as possible before the program goes bust. But it may actually be wiser to delay benefits by a few years. If benefits are reduced in the future, those bigger checks you'd receive by waiting past full retirement age would even make more sense. And the last myth regarding Social Security is people think they have to claim as soon as they retire. Don't get me wrong, retiring and claiming your benefits often go hand in hand, but they don't necessarily have to happen simultaneously. In fact, sometimes it's a good idea to claim benefits before or even after you stop working. If you choose to retire and then you realize you don't have enough money to make ends meet, you may decide to pick up a part-time job even after you've started claiming benefits. Or if you're passionate about your career and you don't want to stop working anytime soon, you may still choose to claim benefits to bring in some extra income even if you don't necessarily need it. So again, you don't always have to claim Social Security as soon as you retire. Let me give you our phone numbers. Toll free, you can reach us at 888-690-8820. In Pennsylvania, it's a local call, 610-358-8942. We're discussing fake news here today. What are the myths? You know, when you Google retirement, you get 14 billion hits. There's a lot of false information out there. Trying to set the record straight for you today. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Give us a call. Have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of their respective parties and not those of this show's producers or this station. Join us again for more On the Money.
Broadcasting live from Wilmington, Delaware, your on-the-go news source, on air, online, and on your phone. WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Good morning. It's 7:30, 74 degrees and mostly sunny in Wilmington. I'm Frank Gerace, WDEL News. One man is dead, another wounded after an early morning shooting in Newark. Newark police say officers were called to the Red Roof Inn on South College Avenue just before 1 this morning for a reported shooting. When the cops got there, they found a seriously wounded man on the second floor and tried but failed to revive him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. While officers were tending to that man, another man who had been shot at the Red Roof Inn arrived at a hospital in a private car. Police don't think the second man's wounds are life-threatening. Anyone with information on the shooting can call Newark detectives. Protesters in Hong Kong showed up in the rain in Victoria Park to carry out peaceful demonstrations today. Protesters had permission to protest inside the park, but not outside it. Peaceful demonstrations are continuing throughout the streets of Hong Kong anyway. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Hong Kong and says how many people were expected to be at today's demonstration. He tells us that information.
The organizers put out a preliminary estimate, even before all this got started a couple days ago, saying that they expected 200,000 to 300,000 people. However, with the experience with CBS News being on the ground since the first week, we feel that this could very well surpass 300,000. The numbers that we're looking for could be 1 million, which were hit on the first Sunday rally back on June 9th. And then a week later, on June 16th, organizers said that they hit 2 million people.
Your NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Some patchy fog early this morning, then hazy, hot, and humid, with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 92 degrees. At 7:32, it's mostly sunny and 74 at WDEL. I'm Frank Gerace, WDEL News. Old cut.